Welcome everybody to the big call tonight. I got a little echo working, which is kind of interesting. But welcome everybody to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, June the 12th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thanks for being here again on this Tuesday night, wherever you're listening from, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening on Memorex. And you young people can ask your older friends what the heck that means on Memorex, okay? I think you guys can figure it out. Anyway, it's good to have everybody back again, and it's good to be back. You know, even though we didn't think so, here we are, ready and willing and able. So before we go too much further, let's see if we're ready, willing, and able to listen to Pastor Stevens pray us in tonight. Pastor?
Father, we just ask your blessing on the call from beginning to end tonight. We thank you for breakthrough coming to us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Pastor, very much for that. Let's just go right into whatever teaching that God has given you for tonight for us.
I'm on the master switch, but I had to turn down something else.
Yeah, okay.
I had to turn down something else so that you guys could not hear it.
Okay, so, great.
But I was on the master switch. Just want
no,
you to know.
No, you were on it. You were on it.
I was
yeah.
on it. So I am prepared and ready. I want to make sure I wasn't the reason why we were getting that echo.
That echo? No.
Yeah.
No.
So what I want to talk to you tonight is that God needs you. God needs every one of us. Every single one of us. It says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "Let us therefore fear lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest of any of you should seem to come short of it. For it was unto us was the gospel preached as well as to them, but the word preached did not profit them, because they did not mix it with their own personal faith in them that heard it." God needs you. He needs you to believe. He needs you to be positive. He needs you to be strong. Mark 9:19, this is Jesus, the Son of God, and he sounds as if he could be possibly a little frustrated with his people, the ones that he has taught and trained to help other people. He says to them, he's not saying this to the crowd, he's saying it to his disciples. He said, O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me, because a man had brought his child to the disciples and wanted them to pray for him. And he brought them, and nothing changed with his child. And so Jesus looked at his people and said, come on, you guys, have some faith. He said it this way, you people have no faith. He's talking to his disciples. He said, you people have no faith. How long must I stay with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy to me. Can you imagine that God needs you to get in agreement with him? He needs you to believe so that you can receive what he has. He said it this way in another translation, today's English version. He said, how unbelieving you people are. How long must I stay with you? How long do I have to put up with you? Bring the boy to me. I mean, it sounds like, you know, Jesus is God, but I don't want to say he was frustrated, but it sounds like he's a little bit done with them and that they should have been believing by now. I challenge myself with these verses. And I make myself, I say, I will be positive. I will believe. I am not called a doubter. I am a believer. God has a kingdom of believers, and I am one of them. Father, I thank you. I am a believer. If you say that in your heart and you challenge yourself to believe, you will believe. It says this in Mark 23. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. And if you can't, not very much is possible to him who doesn't. But that was my version. In Mark 9:23, in another translation, it says, yes, said Jesus, if you yourself can, exclamation mark, everything is possible for the person who has faith. Everything, and he said it this way in New Living Testament. What do you mean if I can? Jesus asked, anything is possible if a person believes. Anything is possible if a person believes. Jesus said it this way in a Message translation. He said, if, question mark, there are no ifs among believers. If there are no ifs among believers, anything can happen. I want to tell you something. That is an awesome statement that Jesus said in red letters. And he said, and I read this as at the onset of this message in Hebrews 4, 1 through 2, God's promise of entering his place of rest still stands. So we ought to tremble with fear that some of you might fail to get there. For this good news that God has prepared a place of rest has been announced to us as it was to them, but it did not do them any good because they didn't believe what God told them. I want to tell you, believe what God told you. He needs you to believe what he tells you. He needs us to believe. You know, God needs you. He needs us. And people have a place in every miracle, and a lot of folks don't understand that. We have a place in every miracle. God uses the intellect. God uses the heart. God uses humanity to line up with his word, to believe what he said, and is actually the reception of the miracle. Mark 6, 5, and he could there do no mighty work. Now, this is Jesus. He is God. He's the Son of God. And there he could do no mighty work, save he laid his hands on a few sick folk and healed them. And when you look at it in the Greek, it says he healed a few maladies, such as headaches and very minor problems. It says because of their unbelief, he could do no mighty miracles among them except just heal a few folks with headaches. It says again, he couldn't work any miracles there except to heal a few minor needs. Can you imagine that? They limited God because they wouldn't believe. They didn't believe only because they knew him as Jesus the carpenter instead of Jesus the Son of God. Their faith was not working. God needs us to do what he wants to do for people. Ezekiel 22:30. Listen, this is from God. He said, and I sought for a man among them that would make up the hedge and would stand in the gap before me for the land, or for all the people in the land, is what he was saying. And he said, I look for a man. He needs a human to believe him in every situation for him to be able to do what he wants to do for every person. He needs somebody just to believe. I want to tell you, believing is the most important thing you have in your life when you have a need. Believe God. Believe what he said in his word. Jesus said this in John 4:34. He said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. You know, there's another verse in the book of James that says, faith without works is dead. In other words, there is no real faith without action on the part of the person that is believing. God needs you to believe. Don't give up your faith in anything good. Don't give up your faith for anything good. God needs you right where you're at. John 17:4, Jesus said, I have glorified you on earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do. You know, I love this verse in John 6:28. He said, this is Jesus. And he said, Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he sent. Your work is to believe. John 17:4, I have glorified you on earth. I finished your work that you gave me to do. We are God's workers working together, and you are like God's farm, God's house, 1 Corinthians 3:9. But I love that verse in John 6:28. What's our job? What's our work? Is to believe on him who he has sent, to believe on Jesus. He's talking about your job is to believe on me, to believe me in what I say. Your job, my job, your job is to believe, not to doubt, not to be in fear, not to worry, but to be strong in faith, giving glory to God. And that's so important. Just remember this every time there's any need anywhere in your life, your family's life, or somebody asks you to pray. God needs you. He needs you to get in a line. He needs you to come into phase with him and believe what he said. And as soon as you do, your faith works, and he can then use you as a vessel and an instrument to do the miraculous. Remember this, God needs you. That's my message.
Pastor, that was something. That was the most beautiful, powerful message on faith and our direct involvement with God that I've ever heard. I just think that was a beautiful, beautiful teaching. So powerful, I don't know what to say. It's just, it's so true. I mean, look, we've had to have serious faith to take us, to take me 14 years with this scenario on currencies. and to take the big call in our seventh year, over half of the of 6.5 years. It's just, you know, it's proof. You know, the old proof is in the pudding. This is it. This is having faith for something that God promised us a long time ago, many of us. And, you know, we're not faint of heart. We're going to stick right with it all the way through the end. But I thought that was wonderful. Sue, go ahead. What did you think?
I, too, was very moved by it, Pastor Stephen and everybody, in particular, because it's going to, I want to deepen on it, in how faith is strength. And you've got to use your strength to not go to doubt when it's not appearing as you think it should appear.
Right.
And just got, and that's the thing that is very hard to believe. And God is using you to practice and learn to strengthen in faith no matter what. No matter
yep.
what.
That's so good,
that's,
too.
That's what I really, it's going to line up with what I want to talk about tonight very well. I'm going to just
good.
Turn that right in. Thank you
very
so
good.
Much, Pastor Stephen. It was really strong.
Thought it was great. Bob, any input from you on what you think of what Pastor Stephen brought?
Yes, absolutely. I was contemplating the matter of faith and how when you have faith in God, you can then have faith in yourself. So
mm-hmm.
as you have decisions to face or choices to make or plans to make, as you have this very deep faith and you sit and contemplate your faith in God, it then it gives you the faith in yourself to make the right decision. And then as you are coming from that place, you can make an aggressive decision. Okay, I'm going to do this, and I'm confident in it, and I'm going to go straight for it because my faith in God has given me faith in myself.
That's good, Bob. Really good. You know, the Bible says, as a person thinketh, so is he or she.
Mm-hmm.
That's Bruce's translation, okay? And that's what's important about that is what you think about, you know, how you even yourself talk, which Sue knows tons about, you know, your self-talk, what you tell yourself, what you say in your heart, what you say outwardly is defined by who you are inside.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really powerful. I just think that was a wonderful, powerful teaching. Thank you, Pastor Stephen. Now, let's do this before we lose Mo. Let's go to Sue and see if we have any praise reports we can bring out tonight, Sue.
Is like before we lose Mo, is that like Mo Joe?
That's like yeah. momentum.
Momentum is how I meant it.
Okay.
Mojo momentum. Would be in the vernacular. You know what I'm saying?
Mojo on. Hey, that's good.
All
and
right.
we have incredible praise reports.
I
bet you were really enjoying them, Pastor Stephen. And I'll get started right away. Dear Pastor Stephen, Sue, Bruce, and Bob, 2 weeks ago, I asked for prayer for Judy's husband, who had received a diagnosis of metastasized colon cancer. At her doctor's visit yesterday, she was informed that the spot on her colon now looks merely like a scar. The tumors in her lungs are gone, and the tumors in her liver, have significantly reduced in size. Praise God. On Tuesday, I asked for prayer for Andrew Helm for his decreased lung function. Andrew has been under constant care for over 30 years due to diminished mental capacity at the facility where my wife works. Yesterday, during her therapy with him, my wife said he was breathing normally again with minimal oxygen and even raised his head to play Candy Crush with her on his iPad and smiled, which is an unusual response for him. Praise God, our supreme physician. Please continue to pray for both of these individuals for continued improvement with their condition. Yours in Christ, Rocky, Laura, and Matthew.
All right. Very good,
and
Sue.
And this next one is, that was wonderful, but wait, it gets better.
All right, there's more.
I did a survey of the 10 people I requested prayer for over the last 3 years. 10 people over the last 3 years. All are doing great. These are all really wonderful, godly people who will be helping me with my humanitarian projects in the future. Miss K. That was really. Isn't that cool? Thank you.
Yes.
Very cool.
Good to hear, Miss Kay. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and for just showing us that when we combine our thought and feeling on God and we care for each other, even at a distance, it's creating a very powerful impact, and more and more so every day. Prayers for Mark have been answered. His neck is back to normal with no pain. He was in great pain to the extent that pain medication had little effect, and he felt like not living anymore. He is living again. Praise God. And I don't know who sent that in. Unmarked.
Wow.
And those are our mighty praise reports. And thank you for anybody that, hearing these is being stimulated. Just right now, if you had even a minor uptick, we want to hear about it, because it strengthens us all to receive your praise reports, and it's a very, very important piece of the puzzle for us to grow in God for the future. So that's the praise reports, Bruce and everybody.
Well, thank you very much, Sue, for that.
Super,
appreciate that.
Super, 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 super. That one that really, they all encouraged me. The one that encouraged me, the 10 different people did a survey. And I know Miss Kay, thank you. She is very serious. She did a survey. I know Miss Kay after praying for her and for her friends so many times. And we love you, Miss Kay. That blessed me. All 10 people are doing wonderfully. All of those praise reports really blessed me. And what really God brought to my attention when you're sharing that, Sue, was the verse in Romans 10:9-10. It says that you believe with your heart and you speak with your mouth. And it says when you speak with your mouth, the Lord Jesus, it says that's the moment that salvation belongs to you. Not just when you believe in your heart, but when you act on it, you say, Jesus is my Lord. So when they're saying, I got healed, they're sealing their healing forever. They're keeping.
Yes.
I've seen so many people get healed and then have it fade away ongoingly because for whatever they did. But I know when you reach out and speak out, it's just like when you believed in your heart for Jesus and you said, I receive you as my Savior, and you say it. It says confession is made unto salvation. I believe confession is made unto permanent healing. So please let us know for your own good, too, as well as, yes, man, does it encourage us. But I never thought that other, I recognize it now after God brought it to my attention while you were speaking, Sue, that when people say it and they give praise report, they're sealing their healing forever. And I thank God. I thank God for that. And that's why I'm on the big call, because I want people to get help. And I can't, I don't have the ability that Bob has or you have, Sue, or Bruce, but I have an ability to pray.
Yes, you do.
And prayer changes things. God changes things. And I'm that inspires me. I want to preach another message now.
Well, we would love to hear another message, but I think
we need to pray. We've got 20 different needs right here, Bruce.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Okay. Before we pray, Pastor, I want everybody to realize that, and Pastor Stephen's going to learn this address before he prays tonight, and that is send your praise reports and prayer requests to ministry, MINISTRY, @thebigcall.net. That's it. That's all you need to know. Pastor, when you're ready.
Right on. I met one of the Big Call fans And they found out, I don't know how they did, but they found out where my church was, and they came and visited me on Sunday. And we had such a great time talking at the, in the front of the auditorium when we were done. And they came up and met me, and they said, "We've been listening to the Big Call and Bruce and Sue and Bob and you, and we just love it. We've been there for years." And they were just raving and just loved every second of my church service and loved all of us. And I appreciated it. And I thank God for having friends like that. And I know many of you I'll never get to meet, but I want you to know, and I think I can say that for Bob, for Sue, for Bruce, and myself, we really do love you, and we appreciate you listening and sticking with us. And we thank you for your time. It's important, just like everything is. And so we're going to go to the Lord in prayer now, and these are important. And I'm not sure, was it Judy's husband we prayed for or Judy? Because I went back and looked at the prayer request again. Is that Judy or it says Judy's husband? So,
I'm not sure. I think it was Judy's husband, Pastor.
Yeah, I think so too. I just wanted to make sure. It said when she went into her appointment, and that kind of confused me. But I did pray for. I remember praying for her husband. But let's go to the Lord in prayer right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we got great faith. We're inspired. We're excited. We thank you that you've been healing and touching and changing these lives. Lord God, continue doing so tonight in Jesus' name. We command cancer out of Judy's husband's body in the name of Jesus right now, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Let there be no signs of it on the next scans they do in Jesus' name. And for Mike, we command diabetes to leave. And Lord God, I pray that you just help him, speak to his heart, touch him, and help him get rid of this bitterness and hopelessness and unforgiveness, God. I know he doesn't want it, and I know this is holding him back. Let that go now in Jesus' name. And for Sean to die in the name of Jesus, chronic illness for years, go away, leave, and never return. Complete health and healing in the name of Jesus in Sean's body. For Georgia, Parkinson's disease, you loose yourself off of her body and leave her now in Jesus' name. I proclaim health and healing in Georgia's body from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet in Jesus' name. Charles, I command the cancer to leave your body right now and to never return in Jesus' name. Debbie, thank you for bringing these needs up, and I pray the blessing of God come upon you in a magnified way. Blessings to you, Debbie. For Eric, who needs Jesus and salvation, Lord God, speak to Eric through his friends. Speak to him through people he never met, but speak to him through life and let him know your love and let him receive you now in the name of Jesus. Let his mind be clear and his heart be clear to know and believe in you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for that, for salvation for Eric. For Rocky, he had injuries, back, hip, knee, and arthritis. I command them all to go, and health and healing in all his flesh. Let him be mobile in the name of Jesus, supernaturally, Lord. Let him be mobile now in Jesus' name. For Flo, scoliosis and osteoporosis, you leave her body now in the name of Jesus. For Dee Dee, I command that severe pain and fasciitis in the hip and ankle and the muscle spasms to leave you now, that sciatica to leave you now in the name of Jesus. The pain there, health and healing and wholeness in all your body now, Dee Dee. And for Jeannie, health in her stomach. I command the heartburn and the nausea to leave. And Lord, help her and strengthen her and encourage her to help this grieving family she's ministering to in Jesus' name. For Roger, bless his family. Give them housing. Give them finances. And let this vision be resurrected and completed. Lord, help him do what you put in his heart to do with this housing. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And for Jim Willie, Father, I pray for encouragement and strength and protection and blessing upon his family in Jesus' name. And for G-Man, in a head-on crash, he needs healing. I command that broken leg and those ribs to heal now in the name of Jesus, and every single part and parcel of his body to be made whole in Jesus' name. I pray for all people who've received any prayer on the big call at any time to be completely healthy, healed, and whole manifestly in Jesus' name. I thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus. And for Miss Kay, I pray she is and stay cancer-free for eternity. That's what I want to say, Miss Kay, cancer-free for eternity in your body, yes, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. For Sadie, healing, health, and strength now be infused into your body now And into your spirit, let there come a new encouragement now. In Jesus' name, for Cheryl and Linda, we command cancer to leave your bodies, health, healing, and wholeness in all your flesh, in Jesus' name. Father, would you continue blessing and helping and strengthening the marriage of Laura and Grant, God. Take all chaos, confusion, bitterness, envy, unforgiveness, or any other thing that could be there out of it, and let just love, pure love, stay between them. Mold them together. Make them one, Lord God, as you said you would. Father, heal Oki from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. We call health, healing, and wholeness into his body, Alabama's body now, in the name of Jesus, and in Bruce's eyes, 20/20 vision. Thank you for healing. Thank you for healing. Thank you for blessing. Thank you for healing Jack Coe, giving him new kidneys and blessing his whole life in Jesus' name. And Lord, let me give you praise and thanks for healing Mike, for giving him the double lung transplant,
yes,
and giving him health, healing, and wholeness. Lord, I thank you. What a joy it was to see him in church on Sunday. Thank you,
man.
Father, for doing all these things in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Fantastic. Great job, Pastor. Thank you so much for that. And thank you, everybody in Big Call Universe, for adding your faith to ours, whether it's live or whether you hear it on a recording or on another link of some kind. You know, it's important that we have the corporate faith that we have so that everybody can take part in adding their faith together, so that this healing and these miracles can take place. Thank you, Pastor, very much. We'll move on to Sue, keeping an eye on the clock, and we'll just say, Sue, what is it that you would bring us tonight? I haven't talked to you about it, so I'm going to be pleasantly surprised, I have a feeling.
You're going to be as novelized as everybody else, I hope.
Okay.
And Bruce, we're going to talk, I'm going to take my topic, because I just think it's fun to do, and we're going to talk about the concept of faith, strength, and resilience, and how you can take the faith in something good that may have happened to you in the past and grow that strength, because just like Pastor Stephen said, it's the most important qualities to know that you have really strong faith strength. And it's the thing that's going to change your life. And we're going to be talking about the word that Bob used, which was contemplation. You know, he said, as I was contemplating that, because the whole world of contemplation or contemplative focus is really how you're going to build that strength and that faith. But I want to start with a really beautiful testimonial that came in over the weekend. And it's from Jeremy. And it says, moving past survival into love and calm. Jeremy, Joe. Sorry. Sue, my name is Joe, and I listen to you and the rest of the team every week on the Big Call. I just want to say how grateful I am to all of you for what you bring us. I personally wanted to write you and thank you for Mind Your Head, and specifically for giving me the motivation to focus mindfully and compassionately on myself for the first time in my life. As a man, I spent most of my life ignoring my feelings and have been plagued with distractions and excitability and irritability, which caused health issues. Since practicing with the BOPs for 3 months now, breathing, learning self-compassion, I'm a lot steadier, more focused, and most importantly, more loving. I really can't thank you enough for unfragmenting me. I can focus on what matters now. Yours truly, Joe. And I thought that was just, it's so much about how we're placing our attention and what we want to strengthen, Bruce. It's everything. Your attention and what you contemplate and learning to become aware of how you're thinking and feeling, that is so important. So tonight, I want us to look at, you know, how are we doing as a group with our resilience? And resilience is defined as the way that you can recover from setbacks, or how you look at setbacks so that you can recover better from them. And one of the things that you can do, I want to set my clock, one of the things that you can do is what's known as a reframe. And a reframe is a way of looking at a situation more creatively, Bruce, so that, for instance, let's say you're going through a really tough challenge, as some of the people on the prayer requests are doing, and you want to say, how can I see this as giving me something instead of taking away something? What is it giving to me? What is it giving to me? What is it showing to me that I can have more of? That's the number one thing. Instead of feeling victimized by it, we want to say, what is God bringing me in this situation?
Mm-hmm.
How am I being shown?
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, I want to just plant this idea, and then I'm going to give us a wonderful experience. But for every single person on this call, if we were all lined up in a giant circle of light, I think we all should put our hands on our hearts and say that we have really demonstrated our faith and our knowing in great things for humanity and for the future of humanity, to believe so deeply in our bones that this time would be coming when we would be given the resources to help heal all of humanity, all of the planet, and all of the planet's life forms. And I know that every single person on this call deserves to be recognized for that faith, for that spirit, for that innocent dream, and that powerful conviction. And I just want you to acknowledge yourself for doing that.
It's good.
But let me quickly give you a wonderful resilience building routine. And if you have a piece of paper, you can write this down. But otherwise, just follow along. And I want you to imagine you're sitting in a movie theater, and there's a tiny screen a little distance from you. And I want you to make a black and white still picture on the screen of a time when you made a mistake or you didn't have all the faith, the faith of Christ, to believe in what you needed to believe in so you didn't waver. And something about your belief in your future or your ability to succeed, you see yourself not doing that. Now, I want you to see that movie and run it backward as if it were happening to someone else. Keep running it backward faster and faster until when you're watching the movie, you don't relate to it anymore because it's running backwards, it's running past you, it's not relatable anymore. And what I want you to do next is make the screen much bigger and a movie of yourself with Christ-like faith, instantly recovering from the mistake, filled with power, filled with spiritual light, filled with glory, filled with conviction and strength, because that's strength. It's when you repeat and repeat and you repeat this kind of movie of you jumping out of being depressed, discouraged, not having faith, but on fire with the Spirit of God. Make that movie really big, really bold, really beautiful, and with an incredible soundtrack. Do that right now. No matter where you are, you could do it for today, you could do it for something that happened to you, but you want to reverse the movie and then recreate the movie, because faith and getting faith wired into your nervous system is a matter of next stepping into the film and actually living it. So your body knows what it's like to see yourself instantly recovering and having the faith to, you know, recover your eyesight, create the job you want, create the finances miraculously out of nowhere, being so connected to God that you just pull God and you pull all the resources of the universe to you. Whatever it is, make that really bold, really powerful, and filled with an incredible soundtrack. And watch what that does to wiring your faith in your nervous system. You've played that movie, and you will have faith, resilience, and strength, and belief in your ability to connect to God. And that's my teaching for tonight.
Well, that sure is a strong idea, Sue. I really like that. I really do thank you for that. And I was playing my movie on the IMAX theater. And going full size, full screen. Yep, seeing that healing, seeing that eyesight returning in Jesus' name. Yep.
That's right.
That's good, Sue. Really good. That was wonderful. I think everybody can kind of make that bop come alive to them. And that was a nice, strong, practical application.
Faith. Yeah, it's faith and strength and recovery. Yep. Recovering all your faith.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bringing it in. Thank you, Sue. And everybody, remember, Sue is an Amazon best-selling author for her book, Mind Your Head, The Ultimate Brain Training Handbook. And I just want everybody to realize you could pick that up at Amazon.com for Mind Your Head. So pick that up. If you're a Kindle reader, you can get it on Kindle. And that, Sue, is very strong, and I really appreciate you bringing that to us tonight. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now, let's check it out. Let's talk to Bob. Bob, you are recently back from your 3 to 4 day trip to the Dominican Republic, and I think everybody would love to hear a little synopsis of that tonight.
Oh, sure. Thank you, Bruce. Yeah, we left on Wednesday morning. I went with 8 other people that are part of my mastermind, and we were met in the Dominican Republic by a 9th member of our mastermind who's the person that started the Advocates of Love orphanage in the province of Samaná in the Dominican Republic. And he's a person that had traveled all around the DR for 6 months in a rent car because God had spoken to him and told him it was time, at this time of his life, to start an orphanage in a place where there was none. And he found the area where it was, and now he's had this orphanage going for 5 years. And another member that wasn't able to come this time from our mastermind has built a church there 2 doors down from the orphanage. And another member built a dormitory for the girls And so the place is now thriving. And while we were there on Friday, they received four new children that came, three from one family. There's a 10-year-old boy, a 7-year-old girl, and a 1-year-old girl whose mom was dying and had to be hospitalized, and there was no one to take care of the three kids. The four of them were homeless and living in a park. Right. And so they took those three children in, and then they also took in a 6-month-old boy whose mom had recently died, and they had no relatives. And so all four of those kids came on Friday. It was really great to get to know them and to be there to help get them comfortable and acclimated. They were quite scared and disturbed, as you might expect, but it was fortunate that they landed in the orphanage, especially the babies, one of whom was very, very thin and tiny and emaciated, had never had food in her life except for sugar water.
Gosh.
And so we got to spend 3 days, and we took the kids on a great trip to the national park on a boat. We got to go in these caves that were in these big islands. And then we went to this other island where there's a beautiful beach. We hung out at the beach. And then on Friday night, we had a really great church service where the pastor's wife sang and the kids had a band and they played really, really beautiful spiritual music. And so it was really wonderful. We got to, and then, being from Tampa, I brought T-shirts from the Tampa Bay Rays baseball team because in the Dominican, the kids love baseball. The whole country loves baseball. So I told them that they were going to be a new farm team for the Tampa Bay Rays. They were happy to hear.
Yep.
And on my way back, there was a man on my flight who actually was in charge of the real Rays farm team in the Dominican Republic. And I went up to him and talked to him, and I said, "You work for the Rays?" He's like, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, you might think you're in charge of the farm team, but, you know, I just started a new one up in Samaná." He's like, "What?" I was like, "Yeah." And I said, "Your youngest recruit is 5 years old, and the whole orphanage has Rays T-shirts now, and they think that they're a new farm team."
Oh, that's so clever.
Anyway, we also had a really high-level professional videographer who's part of our board of advisors, Corey Bergeron, came and videotaped and photographed all of the time we got to spend there. And we'll have a movie of it that people will be able to see very soon, in the middle of next week. So if anybody's listening and they want to see that movie, they could give us a call or send us an email, and we could send you a link to it.
There you go.
So it was a really great trip. And what I wanted to talk about tonight, Bruce, was there was a few studies I was reading just recently that kind of came together in a sequence. And one of them was an article by the American Heart Association where they were talking how there's a really big need to train physicians in nutrition and to get them to begin giving consultation in nutrition to their patients, which hardly any of them ever do.
Right.
And they were stating that their words were, there's a massive public health and economic burden from people having poor diet and nutrition, and its cause in heart disease is this massive burden. And so they interviewed doctors and asked them if they were willing to provide more training and if they felt like they were properly educated to do that. And only 14% of the doctors said that they felt that they were competent to give any advice about nutrition. Now, let that sink in for a second. Only 14 out of 100 doctors would feel even comfortable giving advice that they just did not have the training for it in medical
school. Right.
So, but the American Heart Association is now, you know, making this big push to get more physicians trained. And then there was another study that was talking about preventive education in general, not just nutrition, but other information that doctors would provide that would be part of what would be considered preventive medicine. And they measured all various things. And as it turned out, only 8% of patients received the recommended preventive medicine suggestions and education from their doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And it was even things like advice about blood pressure was not getting passed on. So that was the second study. And the third one was a study that said that they did all this review of literature, and they found that the studies on nutrition were showing that the majority of the nutrition products that people were taking actually had no positive effect on heart disease at all. And because the typical nutrition that people were taking was just standard vitamins and minerals. And when you do that, it doesn't help. It doesn't reduce your risk for heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I'm reading these studies, the first thing that came to my mind is, you know, a lot of doctors will say that they've seen literature about how vitamin E is really good for your heart and can help prevent heart disease. Well, but then the studies are showing that even if people are taking vitamin E, it's really not preventing heart disease. And I'm looking at this going, the reason that this is occurring is because the doctors do not know which type of vitamin E to recommend. And not only that, but the people that are putting out the vitamins don't know what kind of vitamin E to actually put into the vitamin pills. And because there's 8 different kinds of vitamin E. There's 4 tocopherols and 4 tocotrienols. And whenever you look at vitamin E, just as standard nutrition that you could get at the drugstore, it's always tocopherols that are in there, but it's actually one of the 4 tocotrienols, which is the one that actually helps prevent heart disease. So it's little things like that are simple when you've actually studied nutrition, but it's simple information that's totally unknown to the people that are making vitamin pills and to the doctors in general. And that's just one tiny example. So now there are benefits of tocopherols, not related specifically to heart disease, but other things. And so if you look, for example, at Boomer Boost, the product that we give to help people with their heart, we put both tocopherols and tocotrienols in the Boomer Boost, knowing that both of them have benefit and we know which ones do which, right? And the other thing is when you look at basic vitamins and minerals, the things that are the most beneficial for heart disease are things like good fats, amino acids, coenzyme Q10, right, to boost your mitochondria in your heart for the output of energy, and arginine, which helps to dilate your arteries so you have better circulation, and phosphatidylcholine, and then specialty nutrients also, such as the extract of garlic and hawthorn berries and the like, right, and branched-chain amino acids. All of these things are known to have a positive benefit for your heart, but none of those things are ever in the vitamin, the typical vitamins that people get and take when they go to the health food store or to even to the vitamin shop, right? There just isn't products that have been scientifically formulated to benefit your heart in this comprehensive way where there's 70 nutrients that are all designed specifically to benefit your circulation in your heart muscle. And so these studies are showing the complete inadequacy of our medical system to help people to understand and then actually implement a program that will help their heart disease. And so I just wanted to bring that to people's attention. You want to be careful about where you rely on getting your information from that can be life-saving types of nutritional information, because by their own admission, 86% of the physicians are not competent to provide this education. And the 14% that say that they are probably are a little overconfident and don't necessarily even know that you need a particular tocotrienol to get the benefit for your heart. So I just wanted to go over, that's the end of what I wanted to go over, Bruce, and just wanted to say that we're planning, coming up tomorrow, we're planning on a new sale for Boomer Boost.
Okay.
And so if people want to go onto our website tomorrow, like, you know, say late in the morning after Raleigh gets in and is able to put the sale on, onto the internet, I'm giving people an advance notice here. And so if you want to place the order online, wait till tomorrow in the late morning after we get a chance to put it up. And, of course, if you want to call in, that's great, too. And we're going to do $5 off on one bottle, like we did last month.
And this is Boomer Boost? You're talking about Boomer Boost, right? Okay.
Yep. And $10 off if you buy two. And then if you $10 off each bottle.
Each.
If you buy two. And then if you buy three, you get $10 off of each bottle, plus you get free shipping.
Excellent.
And so that goes in combination with the things we've already got on sale, like our coconut oil, which is buy one, get one half off, and our lignans, which has a bundle, a graduated bundle, and our good night formula. So all of these things are actually good for your heart. So people can use coconut oil in a couple of different ways to help their heart. One is to cleanse your mouth, because there's a direct correlation between the health of your mouth and the health of your heart. You can use it for oil pulling. And lignans have very high antioxidant value and are really good for your heart also, and there's good fats in the lignans. And then, of course, getting a good night's sleep is really important for your health and your heart as well. And then our last special, Bruce, we have what we call the Pro Mango Combo. So it's our premium probiotics, which you can put into your mouth to balance out your good bacteria in your mouth after doing your oil pulling with your coconut oil. And you can get it with a weight release product made from African mango, which, of course, we know dropping weight, releasing weight, is really good for the health of your heart as well. So all of the different things that are on sale this month, it's like a heart health month sale. And after doing your oil pulling with your coconut oil, you can put your premium probiotic powder, a pinch, into your mouth, swish it around in your mouth, and then when you eat foods, especially leafy green vegetables, because you've got the good bacteria in your mouth, when you eat those foods and you chew and let the bacteria in your mouth interact with the food, it digests it. So as soon as it arrives in your stomach, it can be converted into nitric oxide. And the nitric oxide then acts on your endothelium, which is an organ that's the lining of your arteries, right? And it causes them to expand and increases your circulation, which is really good for your heart. And so this is the time, if someone wants to really take care of their heart well, or if they're having heart trouble and they want to get the products that are helpful for it. They're all on sale this month. And then, of course, Bruce, anybody that has questions about it or mm-hmm. wants us to talk to them more about their specific situation, they can always give us a call at the office, and we'll walk them through all the things. If they can't remember everything that was said tonight, we can walk them through it over the phone.
There you go. That's awesome, Bob. Now, let me ask you this. That's quite a great lesson, by the way, on just how Boomer Boost was formulated and why you're using the ingredients you are. 70 active compounds in Boomer Boost. That's awesome. So, and it's cool that we've got a special on it. Let me ask you this before we go to the phone number. Bob, remember you had a couple of women in the office that were losing weight, primarily with the African mango. And how did they end up? Did they hit their goals, Bob?
I'm not really sure, Bruce. We've had so many people that have been doing that have met their goals. I'm not sure I know which two women you're referring to.
I'm not
unless
sure
you're
either.
Referring to my staff.
Yes, I am referring to your staff, yes.
Okay, so if you're referring to my staff, the answer is yes. So I
Good.
Was actually, it's funny you say that, because the one lady I walked by in the hallway today, and she looked so great. She's very tall to begin with, and she used to be 35 or 40 pounds overweight, and I was just noticing today, it's like, wow, she's kept all that weight off for like 2 years now. And she had just gotten back from a cruise, and she was really happy to be able to go at this new ideal weight.
Yeah.
And so it's funny you asked that question, because I was just noticing that.
Good for you, man. That's awesome. Good for her. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, just like God's not a respecter of persons, if you hear this information that Bob is giving or what Sue's saying and I'm saying, Pastor Stephen, you know, anybody, regardless of where they are with their weight, and they know their ideal weight is below that, and they want to get to that, this is a way to do it, and do it with total health and well-being in mind. That's important. You know, remember in the old days, Bob, they had these fen-phen-type diet pills and things like that. They would sort of work, but they weren't really safe, and then they got outlawed and blah, blah, blah. I mean, phentermine or whatever it was called. It just seems like, you know, these are healthy things that will allow us to get the nutrition. The reason we can lose the weight and not overeat is because Boomer Boost and the barley are so high in nutrition that we don't need to eat as much to be satiated, to be sated, to be considered full. And you brought that out many times on the call. I just think it's amazing, and everybody should be aware that that's one of the real benefits of this, is you don't, it's not, it's just basically you're not quite as hungry. You just have, you're sort of full nutritionally without having to eat a bunch of snack foods or fast food or all that stuff. You just don't need it, and you don't crave it anymore. See, that's what I like. I like the fact that, and realistically, your food budget will go down, you know. Now, it won't matter in a few days, but for right now, you know, some of us are paying pretty close attention to the food budget, and I've just noticed that mine is staying relatively steady, and it's not as much as it used to be. So that's a really good benefit for that. Now, Bob, the number for everybody to call, whether they have questions or they want to discuss this a little bit or put an order on the phone in, they can do that with the number 727-443-2500. It's a great number, 727-443-2500. And then you know you can call that number between 9 and 5 Eastern Time. And then you can also go online, which is kind of the preferred way, and that you do by going to thebigcall.net, and you see the health tab, you click on the health button, and then you'll see Bob's page populate, come up first, click on the banner that says Boomers, you click on that, it'll go right into Bob's website. And you'll be able to see the various products. You'll see the specials. You'll learn about free and easy shipping. You'll learn about the Youth Booster Pro Kit 1 and 2. You'll learn about those and just how you can package all this stuff together and take advantage of free shipping as well. So do that. Do that. And then, of course, when you're looking at Bob's page on the website, thebigcall.net, if you scroll further down, then you'll see Sue's page come up. And you can read about her. You can read about the book Mind Your Head. And you can look and see how she was endorsed by a famous television doctor and so on and so forth. And you'll also learn, that from time to time, Sue has some availability to do one-on-one coaching with certain people. And you can learn about that when you scroll down below to the bottom of her page. So just something to keep in mind. By the way, if you are somebody who is interested in that one-on-one coaching, you can get up with Sue using the email happynewyou@successwaves.com. successwaves.com. So keep that in mind. And Bob, I appreciate that. I think that's really valuable. And I'll tell you, I could relate to that because my doctor, my most recent doctor, was very, well, I'll be honest with you, I was in better shape than he was in, okay? A lot better. And yet he's supposed to be the physician. But I was sort of giving him advice. And I was keeping an eye on him, and he kind of appreciated that. He lost some weight. He wasn't quite where he wanted to be, but he was getting there. And I think it's important because, Bob, these guys, they elementary medicine, they don't necessarily treat the cause. They treat the symptom. And they treat it, unfortunately, for the most part, with drugs. And we all know the whole big pharma thing and all of that, GMOs and all that. But I just think it's important to know nutritionally what Sue knows and what Bob knows and what Pastor Stephen and I know now is so much more important than just throwing drugs at the situation and hoping it gets better. And I just want you people on the big call to know that it's been, let's see, August will be, what was it, July will be 3 years for me, Bob? 3 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next month, three years.
Next month, 3 years using Boomer's products. I've never felt as good. My energy's never been as strong. My musculature is better than I was in my 20s, playing tennis and teaching tennis and all that. I mean, guys, I'm at cut. I'm shredded. I'm ripped better than I ever was. And I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I'm looking at Medicare pretty soon. So look, I'm just telling you, I don't feel that age at all. I don't even speak that age because I sure as heck don't feel it. And guess what? I don't look it either. So I'm just telling you, you can change your situation. You can change it. And I would recommend that you do. And I'm just thrilled beyond belief for what both Sue and Bob and Pastor Stephen have brought to everybody on the big call, because I think that it's like Sue said, everybody in a huge circle, get around, congratulate yourself, put your hand on your heart, and congratulate yourself that you made it this far and that you're worthy of this, number one, and that you had faith for this, number two, and that you've been chosen for this by God, number three. All right? So I'm done kind of semi-preaching on that, but I just wanted you guys to know that. Bob, any other last-minute sentiments before we go into intel?
No, I think that's about it, Bruce. Just remember the Boomer Boost sale starts tomorrow.
Okay, everybody, remember the sale starts tomorrow on Boomer Boost, and take advantage of it. I know I'm going to. Bob's going to get a call from me, because I want to do some things based on some of these sale items to complement what I already have. And so I'm going to be calling Bob hopefully tomorrow to give him a little order on that. So let's go to intel. Bob, what's my time hack looking like? See if I blew my time tonight.
Yeah, you did. It's past little past 10 o'clock right now.
Little past 10. So forget the old 1 hour thing. We'll just go as long as it takes. And I'm not going to go super long, but I wanted you guys to hear kind of what I have for you tonight. This is interesting because normally we sort of start with a rock and then we just get bored into whatever, waiting for Iraq to post a rate or to put this and that in the Gazette or put their election results in. I don't care anymore because it's a done deal. It has been done, and if they want to take their time to put out the rate or make it known internationally, so be it. They're done. They've revalued. They've done it in country. We know the rates. It's no secret to me. We know the rates, and we know they're good, and we know that they've already done it. So let's let Iraq go. Let's talk about the rest of the stuff that's going on. What was so good was, and I know a lot of people watched it. I did. I watched it until I couldn't stay up any longer last night. And that was the meeting that President Trump had with Kim Jong-un in Singapore. And it was really important. It was very important, and I know some people read certain things or have heard certain things that talk about, well, he didn't really get everything he should have or this and that. Listen, I'm telling you, he got plenty. And he got plenty regarding us. Do you read me? Over.
Do you read me?
Because it's like, guys, there were some pretty important things that happened that you didn't see or I didn't see that wasn't covered in the press that we know about that happened over there in those private meetings. Now, what's interesting is that, like I said, certain things occurred that were very positive for us. Even the fact that the president is on his way back now, flying on Air Force One, coming in. He made a stop over in Guam. He's on his way, you know, to a Hawaiian island, and he's going to stop there for a while, and then he's going to head on in. Okay? The point is that what I have heard two different things today regarding our start. Number one, let's go to what occurred at about 3 o'clock Eastern time today, 3 o'clock. The Tier 3s got restarted and are being hydrated or being made liquid since 3 p.m. today. I don't know when that will finish. I don't think it matters exactly. It may finish tonight overnight. It may finish tomorrow. I don't know. But I do know that we're not waiting on that to finish for us to go. I mentioned that the last two calls. The other thing that we know is that we're in a really good time window since 3 p.m. Really good time window. And since 3 p.m. today. We also know that some people are saying that this needs to go while the president's in the air over international waters. I've heard that before. And we've also heard things are going to happen when he touches down on U.S. soil. All of that is good, but all of it points to this happening imminently for us. And I love that. I love the fact that things are happening which are pointing toward an actual conclusion to what it is we're all waiting for, to the blessing that we're looking forward to receiving. on the Forex, especially yesterday, rates were coming up hesitantly. They were coming up 6-7 minutes, then they'd be off, then it'd be coming back, and it was a genuine gradual climb upward. And that was good to hear, good to know about. And then we also know that the banks around the world, the so-called central banks, the nomenclature for that is being changed to global banks. And the reason is because the global banks are no longer to have the cabal influence that we've had in the past. Okay? So that is to have gone away. Those banks were realigned and upgraded with our banks over a 48-hour period that started at midnight Saturday night, that was supposed to end at midnight Monday night, which was last night. That is a neat window of 48 hours where that alignment and upgrade was taking place. We just heard earlier that the timing for this is very close, and it's very important as to what occurred in Singapore. So it was very important that whatever happened, even unreported things, took place. Now, we have the rates. We've got rates repopulating and coming up. We heard today that Zim was being done, was the word, in Hong Kong, in London, and in Zurich. And I believe, even though it wasn't clarified to me, I believe that could have been the Zim swaps that we talked about in the past, or it could be the Zim platforms. But in any event, things are rolling. Money has really been coming in especially yesterday. We had quite a bit that was flowing into the hundreds of billions of dollars. And I just feel like, guys, there's plenty of liquidity for us, because you've got to realize 95% of what we are going to do is going to be considered digital. And there'll be maybe a 5% of what we exchange for that will be needed in terms of liquidity. We heard yesterday that the so-called TRNs, which we used to know as gold certificates, were being exchanged, if you will, by the banks for USNs, the actual new gold-backed dollars. That started taking place yesterday. I'm trying to think if there was something else regarding, well, I'll tell you this much. You wonder whether the Iraqi dinar is complete, whether it's there, whether it's at a rate yet. Why would Iraq have 5 ships on the water full of oil heading to the U.S.? Unless they had a currency ready to utilize. We've got that coming. It's on its way. I think 2 are maybe arriving and 3 more by Friday, Saturday. So, you know, that's good to know. And I'm sure there's more, guys, but some of this stuff gets kind of on the edge, gets us in the weeds a little bit. I'll just say this much. I feel very, very good about where we are right now. And you know darn well, I'd love to call it and tell you what I think on the timing. I just cannot do it. Wouldn't be responsible to do that because, you know, I don't have absolute proof, but what I have is very, very solid. Okay? So I just want to let you know that. Now, here's the other thing. I saw a show over the weekend. Some of you guys may have seen it. It was on Fox. It's with Bob Massey, the property man. And he talked about a town that I was familiar with down in near Orlando. It's kind of supposedly in Orlando city limits, called Lake Nona. And you guys should check it out. Go online and check it out. Lake Nona, I used to know it because Nick Price and some of the other, I'm going to call it slightly older golf pros, you know, maybe in their 40s, maybe 50s even, there were tour players were living in Lake Nona. And they had a competition. Some of the pros would play in it there called the Tavistock Cup. And I just knew that's where it was played. and have been doing this for a long time. Tiger played in it. A bunch of guys played in it over there. It was really fun. It was like, it was kind of like having their own inner club match, right? So what was neat was this guy Tavistock, that the cup was named after, is a builder-developer type that bought around 6,000 acres either next to the Lake Nona Golf Club or relative to it, whatever. So this guy put this incredible design for community together down there at Lake Nona. And instead of just building houses and then watching the people come in, he started with jobs, opportunities, and then added houses, then added hospitals, then added open green spaces and parks and recreational areas, then added shopping and restaurants. You see, he built this community to be completely almost self-sufficient, where you wouldn't really have to leave the area in about a 6,000 acre area. What I think is really cool is we can take some of that, and Bob's going to research it a little bit and actually drive over and check it out, and I'll probably do what I can do to research a little bit. But, guys, what is cool about that is we can take some of those concepts, which were designed from various areas all over the world. This isn't just a Florida thing. This is something that he researched very carefully all over the country and in other parts of the world to come up with these designs. And what I want to do for Rebuild America is use some of these concepts to essentially redesign some parts of the country with the kind of quality that was there. You guys know we're planning on doing housing. We're going to do clinics. We want to do community gardens. We want to do some green spaces. We want to do, some manufacturing. Whatever it is, whatever job creation that we can do as part of the Rebuild America program to provide jobs, to give longevity, and infrastructure to the, this is what we're doing with Rebuild America. Well, why shouldn't we start with a concept that is considered the best or possibly one of the best in our country and use that as a template? And where we might have a good, better, best scenario, thank you, Westinghouse, for that concept, that we could take something from this, maybe as a starter, that goes in this community, something from that that's a little bit bigger that goes in that town, and something from, let's say, a larger version of what Lake Nona is, okay, as a third concept that was more inclusive, more complete, and make that sort of what we do in a larger city. Now, we could do this and learn the design concepts and get those down, and we can apply that as we rebuild America throughout all 50 states. Now, obviously, Hawaii is going to be a little different. Alaska might be a little different. Some states will vary. Some states will vary. We're going to be very sensitive to the architecture, sensitive to the vibe of the community there. Not completely, tearing down homes and throwing up something that doesn't fit in the neighborhood. No. That's not the plan at all. We want it to be contiguous. We want synergy. Okay, we want it to flow. We want flow. We want community living with, all of the things that we wanted to bring in so that everybody, this is part of our level playing field. This is so all of America can live and breathe and work and have their being with beautiful green spaces. Can you picture it? Are you there? Are you there with me? Are you still there? This is getting me excited. This is getting me really psyched. When I found out about this new Lake Nona, that I've known about Lake Nona for 15, 20 years, but I haven't known about it in this light. I haven't known that it was quite what it is. And I'm not just trying to promote Lake Nona. I'm just trying to say we can take some of that. Maybe I'll be able to meet Mr. Tavistock. Maybe I'll be able to meet some of the designers that put that together and the architects and the, you know, I mean, guys, why not, right? Why not try to do it? And then as we do that here, we'll take the very best concepts where it makes sense in other countries and add it and give them that knowledge, give them that know-how and technology. Oh, and we haven't even started on zero-point energy and all of that. Oh, my golly, you know. Guys, we're going to have it. I want water. I want clean water everywhere. I mean, we're going to do desalinization plants where we can do it. And you know, I don't want to go into it anymore. You guys know what I'm talking about. You know where my heart is on all this. We can make that difference, you guys. We've, like Sue said, we are the ones that have been chosen for such a time as this. We're the ones that are here, right place, right time, that have the faith, and that have had the faith all along to make a go out of this. And now it's like, what are you going to do with that faith? You're just going to kick back on the beach and sip margaritas or a couple of CBs on the beach? No, you're not going to do that. That gets old real quick. You're going to say, how am I going to be used of God to benefit humanity at large? How am I going to do it? What projects will I do? Doesn't mean you still can't enjoy your life. Of course. I'm not asking you guys to buy yourself jobs. No. But I'm telling you, even listen, what did Solomon say when he had all of the money, all of the gold, all of those women? He said, all is vanity. Everything is vanity. You know, in other words, what is there? What's the purpose of life? Guys, you know, you're going to get to the point where you're going to go, is this all there is? It's like Dennis the Menace on a Christmas morning, and the whole house is full of these toys. And at the very end, he goes, is this all? Remember that cartoon, those of you who remember Dennis the Menace cartoons? I remember that. That stuck with me. Guys, we want everything to be what it could possibly be. We want to do this to give others that maybe weren't as fortunate as us, maybe weren't chosen like this, to be who we're going to be. We want to give them the opportunities. We want to give not only in the U.S. these opportunities, but give other countries in the Caribbean, in Central and South America, in Africa, in other parts around the world, the same opportunities to have very full and complete lives. And I think we're going to do that. I really do believe that. More now than I did 6.5 years ago when I started the big call. So that is what I'm going to leave you with. I'm going to leave you with the idea of taking this deep, using your faith. You've not given up or you wouldn't still be here. So there's no sense to do that now as we're in the last days of this or possibly hours of this. So I want everybody to just dig deep. I want you to grow your faith. I want you to speak the faith that you have in your heart, and I want you to increase it, like Sue said, about enlarging that room that you would be in. Enlarge your screen. I took that IMAX screen. That's the screen that I'm using for my healing. Okay? So everybody do that. I just want you to know we appreciate you. I hope you've enjoyed our calls. We will be in touch with you with some really cool templates on how we're going to do the VRN, the Veterans Retreat Network, how we're going to do that, how we're going to do like what I tried to talk about tonight with Rebuild America and other ministries that we haven't forgotten about, everything. It's all going to come together, and I'm excited. I'm more excited tonight than I've ever been. So with that said, Pastor Stephen, if you've managed to stay with us all this time, would you please lead us out with prayer?
Yes, Father, we just thank you for your blessing on the call, and we ask you to continue using every word that was spoken and let it continue to speak to the hearts of every listener in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor Stephen. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Bob. And thank you, Big Call listeners all over Big Call Country to Big Call Universe. Thank you from all around the globe. We look forward to staying in touch with you. You know the new website is bigcalluniverse.com. If you're not registered, register your email, because that's how we'll be getting in touch with you in the very near future. Okay? So hang in there, guys. Thank you so much. Bob, appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sue. And Bob, if you'll please take us out.
Take us out.